This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Big Bad Corporations Get to Rip and Run on Settlements and Taxes. When we read the headlines on the big settlements wrung from corporate baddies for egregious conduct, like banks stealing people's homes, plants polluting entire city water systems, or oil companies negligently polluting something as immense as the Gulf of Mexico, we see that they are paying billions and billions of dollars to make amends, and we take the bait, nod our heads, and say to ourselves, at least there's some justice. Reading a report recently issued by the U.S. Public Interest Research Group called Settling for a Lack of Accountability, and talking to one of the co-authors, Michelle Circa, on the radio, quickly takes the bloom off of that rosy view. Why? Simply put, the top-line figure on a settlement is often overshadowing the bottom line for the corporation when many of the evildoers are being allowed to write off huge amounts of what we were hoping was restitution on their taxes as business expenses. The report makes clear that fines, penalties, assessed by various government agencies according to the U.S. tax code, cannot be claimed as business expenses. Holy applause. But things like modifying mortgages, restitution for lost business paid by British Petroleum in the Gulf spill, and other steps to make victims of such evil doing a little bit more whole, that's just business for these outfits and therefore is a tax write-off. Not to hit everyone with too blunt a weapon, because the PIRG report at least softens the blows a bit, but make no mistake, a tax write-off of billions by these boys means that essentially you and me as taxpayers are funding their restitution efforts. That hurts, and the numbers are big. More than $5 billion of the $20 billion-odd settlement from BP for the Gulf disaster was written off. PIRG lists as one of its findings for the 10 largest settlement amounts by these major agencies during the three-year period, companies were required to pay nearly $80 billion to resolve federal charges of wrongdoing, but companies can easily and readily write off at least $48 billion of this amount as a tax deduction. They found this figure by just looking at the settlements in recent years from the EPA, Justice Department, SEC, and a couple of other agencies. Michelle, in the PIRG report, made it clear that some agencies are better than others at specifically requiring in dollars and cents what part of their settlements cannot be treated as tax deductions. Some are bad at even making the terms of the settlement public, and that's outrageous. She made the point in our interview that the government should begin negotiations with these miscreants by saying that none of the settlements should be tax deductible rather than bargaining with themselves. Excellent point. The most painful and inescapable irony, as noted in the report and by just plain common sense, is that as these businesses sign the settlements and send it to their tax accountants, they're essentially confessing, as they fill out their tax forms, that this kind of criminal behavior is part of the heart and soul of their business model. If these settlements are valid, deductible business expenses, how are these outfits not criminal enterprises? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.